You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're on to week 14 of the Premier League. The action comes from the Manchester Arena. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Sky Sports' Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yes, good morning, Mark.
It's getting serious now, isn't it, Rod? The penultimate week of the Premier League league season, if you like, and then we've got the finals night in a few weeks' time as well at the O2, and two players already there, Michael van Gerwen and Phil Taylor. There's two places left and probably four players still aiming to get into those places. But I want to start with the top of the league, if we can, Rod, because we have a new league leader in the shape of Michael van Gerwen, given Taylor's defeat last week. So big change at the top.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Peter Wright, you know, did a good job on Phil Taylor. Although when you look at Phil Taylor's stats, 106 average, over 50% on doubles. So he actually played well. But Peter Wright went back to those straight barrel darts. And I've said it on here and in my blog for William Hill, that the darts he played with for the previous 2 weeks just weren't right for him. And I actually spoke to him before he played the match. And he said, yeah, I'm going back to these. He showed me the darts. And I knew he was going to play well. I didn't expect him to beat Phil Taylor, I have to say. But he was really confident. And he has a great mindset, does Peter Wright, to be able to change his darts like that and still perform. But he did play extremely well. And I know Taylor was not a happy bunny after he'd lost to Peter Wright, because he knew he'd lost that top spot position to Michael van Gerwen.
Yeah, I suppose the part of it is the 25 grand for finishing top. The other part would have been Phil Taylor rubbing it in van Gerwen's face. And it's kind of been grasped away from him. So it'd be interesting to see what Phil Taylor's head's like this week. Do you think he'll come out determined, or do you think he'll come out feeling a bit sorry for himself? How do you think he'll turn up this week?
Well, Phil from old will definitely come out determined to put it right this week. He's playing Adrian Lewis. But it did put him on the back foot, and he was angry with himself and, upset a few people afterwards, which is what top sportsmen do. They want to win, and that's what we accept. He didn't expect to lose to Peter Wright. I think a draw he would have taken the worst way, but Peter Wright just didn't make any mistakes. He scored well, set it up well, and when he got the chance, he hit those doubles. And as I said, took the game to Phil Taylor from the start, and then Phil just couldn't get it back. And I think Phil, he's looking at that 25 grand, obviously, but he wanted to head the league just to put it in everybody's face. You know, there's been a lot of talk over the last 2 or 3 years about him changing his darts and him not being in the right mindset, and is he on his way out? And he just wanted to prove that he's still there and he's still the governor. But he's got a job now, and Rotterdam next week, whatever happens tomorrow night, Rotterdam next week will be incredible, because van Gerwen plays Taylor.
Yeah, that will be superb. I suppose it's the right time for Peter Wright to start winning again as well. It might be a slim chance, but he's still got a small chance of making it to the O2 as well with that victory. And James Wade banging there with Adrian Lewis, and Gary Anderson looks like he's pretty much almost there, isn't he? So it's interesting for the other two spots, isn't it, at the moment?
It is very interesting. I think the 3 points Gary Anderson got with his doubleheader more or less secured him. I don't think he can be caught. Adrian Lewis, when he lost both his doubleheaders, has really put him in the mix with Wade and Wright. And of course, Wade plays Wright this week, so the winner of those has got a chance to nick that fourth spot. But Peter Wright will be looking back at those 2 weeks when he played with them darts, and that cost him 1, 2, 3, or even the 4 points, which is probably going to cost him a space in that O2. James Wade, he's just above Peter Wright in goal difference, or I keep calling it goal difference, leg difference, obviously. And he's played a solid performance all the way through the Premier League, and, you know, he's going to be a tough cookie to beat. But I think it's the first time I can remember for a while that all this, the four places are up for six players.
Yeah, makes it very interesting. Let's get stuck into week 14, then we'll start with the match that could have a big bearing on who's chasing down the top four players. James Wade against Peter Wright. James Wade 7-4 in the betting. The draw is 7-2, and Peter Wright is even money. Real crucial game this, Rod. Which way does it go?
Well, one of them's got to win. A draw is not going to be any good to either player, so they've got to go out all guns a-blazing. James Wade last week, you know, although he got a bit of a whopping from Michael van Gerwen, if you look at his stats, I mean, there was four legs there, when he'd left a double and Van Gerwen had gone out on a big shot. I mean, he'd left double top, Van Gerwen takes out the 1-2-4, and I mean, it was an incredible performance from Van Gerwen, but it was a solid performance again from James Wade, so he's not going to be any pushover. And of course, Peter Wright's going to be coming into this flying high. I don't think he's going to go and change his darts again after beating Phil Taylor last week. I mean, you know, there's a case here for both players to win it, and I can only see a draw. I mean, they've both got to go for it because, as I said, a draw is no good to either. But the draw just seems to stick out like a sore thumb to me. So it's the draw all the way, but certainly over on legs on this match.
Draw is currently 7-2 in the market. Just trying to get the market for legs. Total legs over 11.5 is 5-4, which, given what you just said, Rod, that's pretty tempting odds against there, isn't it?
It's very tempting. And also, if you fancy one of those players, Wade or Wright, then I personally would take the extra value with the other player, the losing player, getting at least four legs, because this is not going to be one of those quick games. It's going to be a long game. Both players are very similar in that they may not be the Michael Van Gerwens of this game, but if you look at their scoring power stats, they're setting the shot up and their doubles percentage, they are extremely capable professionals.
Yeah, it should be a cracking game to get the night underway on Thursday. The second match of the evening sees Gary Anderson take on Robert Thornton. Gary Anderson 2-7, the draw 11-2, Robert Thornton 11-2. Gary Anderson playing for a point, that would be good enough for him to qualify for the O2 in London. Robert Thornton hasn't had anything to play for apart from personal pride for the last few weeks. So is this a case of Gary Anderson getting over the line with a bit of comfort, Rod?
I think he will. Did a good job on Barney last week, beating him 7-5. He's just got that extra scoring power. Although Robert's been playing a lot better over the last few weeks and he's got a lot more confidence in his game, I just don't think it's back to where he was when he beat Van Gerwen in the final of the Grand Prix last year. And Anderson, that scoring power he has is incredible, and he don't miss many doubles now. So yes, I've got Anderson to win this, perhaps quite comfortably. But again, Robert Thornton against A.D. Lewis last week, missed too many doubles, could have put A.D. Lewis up on the rack early part or early doors, but didn't. But I think that Anderson's just going to have too much scoring power for the Thorn.
What kind of scoreline would you expect here, Rod?
I'm looking at about 7-3. He may get four legs, but I don't think he will. I think it's going to be out of 7-3. Although they're good friends and fellow Scots, I just think that Gary Anderson, you know, he's got a nice, evil, mean streak coming in him. And that is to bury people when he gets a chance. And as I said, although they're good friends, he just wants to get this match out of the way, secure his place in that O2, and defend his title, let's not forget.
Yes, yes, of course. Gary Anderson 7-3 is 9-2 in the betting. Or you can back Gary Anderson -3.5 legs on the handicap at even money. So 7-3 or better in favour of Gary Anderson would see that bet land, which, considering it's a 2-7 shot, Rod, squeezing even money out of it, does that tempt you in there?
Yes, it certainly does. Yeah, I think that is the bet. 7-2 on. Okay, if you double it up with another odds on, you can push it towards just on the even mark. But yeah, that even money looks good for me.
On to match number three of the evening then. A real cracker to look forward to here as well. An old Dutch affair. Michael Van Gerwen takes on Raymond Van Barneveld. Michael Van Gerwen 1-4 in the betting. The draw is 6-1 and Barney is also 6-1. Interesting this, Rod, because Michael Van Gerwen will want to win to keep the pressure on Taylor to stay at the top of the Premier League. But Raymond Van Barneveld always raises his game against Michael Van Gerwen. And do you see similar happening on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give it to Barney, although we all get angry with him when he doesn't seem like he's trying or taking it serious. There's two players that he always takes serious, and that's Van Gerwen and Phil Taylor. And Barney has had some good results against Van Gerwen over the last year. And he won't lay down. He's going to come out and he's going to try and beat him because he's got pride. And, of course, this is the clash of the big Dutch boys. But Michael Van Gerwen got back to his original form of the early part of the league with high averages, checkouts, and against James Wade, he was lethal on those checkouts. I think it was 7 out of 9 on the doubles for Van Gerwen and over 108 average. So that's right up there with top performance. And Barney's got to live with that. But what Barney's got to do is perhaps not worry about the 10 and 11 darters that Van Gerwen might throw. It's just make sure he holds on to his throw and holds on to it strongly. And then hopefully, if it gets towards the end of the game and we're looking at a 4-all, then it's for Van Gerwen to get over the line and Barney could put the pressure on. And that's what's happened before when Barney's got results out of Van Gerwen. So Michael's going to be looking to get out of the gate quick, and I think he will. After his performance last week, I've got it down as a Van Gerwen win. But it's one of those where you think, do you know what? The old boy Barney could do a number again.
Do you see him staying in it there? I know you're saying you think Van Gerwen will come out of the blocks flying. Can Barney upset the apple cart a little bit there and give us a long game and overs on the legs or something along those lines?
He can do, but he's the first three legs are so important for Barney. You know, if Van Gerwen goes 3-0 up, then we will see the old Barney with his head down thinking, I can't win this from here, and just, you know, go off the boil a bit. But if Barney can get one or even two of those first three legs, then Michael's got a serious game on his hand. And if that happens, then I can see Barney getting a result out of this, maybe even a draw. But those first few legs are so crucial for Barney and obviously to Michael to get in front of him and put him under pressure. But as I said, I think that Michael Van Gerwen will turn up this week and we'll see another top performance from him.
The fourth match of the night is another cracker. Adrian Lewis against Phil Taylor. Adrian Lewis is 2-1. The draw 4-1. Phil Taylor is 4-5. Phil Taylor's already there. He's already at the 0-2, but we know he wants to finish top of the league and he's going to have to win this. Adrian Lewis needs the points to even secure his place there, Rod. So we're set for a real big finale here, aren't we?
It is. This is a major important game for AD Lewis. And it's not a great time to play Phil Taylor. He's come off the loss last week against Peter Wright. And Taylor will have the hump and he will really want to take it to 80. Although they're very good friends, he would put anybody in his place. If you look at the stats alone, then Phil Taylor wins this hands down on last week. But as I've said so many times, Lewis has this ability that he just turns up some days and he just thrashes everybody. However, there are other days, like he did on his doubleheader when he turns up and he just doesn't find it. And tomorrow night is not a night for AD Lewis to go missing. He's got to turn up. He's got to find the big scores. He's not been hitting enough 180s, Lewis. And that was the biggest part of his game when he won his world championships. You know, he can be a long way behind. He just goes 180, 1-2, 1 out, 301 in six darts. That's the game that AD Lewis has got. But we haven't seen that consistently in this Premier League. He needs it tomorrow night. I mean, the stats alone say that Phil Taylor wins this and possibly a close game. But as I said, it's always a job, you know, to back against Adrian Lewis because we know what he can do.
You mentioned 180s in there. I suppose it's quite an interesting market, the player with most 180s, because we know, as you mentioned, when Lewis is on form, he'll fire in the 180s relentlessly. Phil Taylor has never really been a player to pepper the 180s, has he? I mean, he gets a few more nowadays, but even money for Lewis to have most 180s in the match, he might lose the game and still have more 180s than Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, if Lewis gets into his stride earlier on, then that's a great market at even money, and a lot of punters will take that, and rightly so. But AD, I think he only hit one 180 last week, and he didn't hit many the week before. And Phil Taylor's always picking up two or three 180s, you know, every week. So it's a dodgy market with the way Lewis is playing on his scoring power. But as I said, I just think that AD's going to get up for this, and he's got to, because a loss here could really put him in trouble going into Rotterdam and then for the 0-2. So the even money for Lewis, I think it should be bang on. It really should be one of those bets where you go, I can't see that losing and I'm going to have some dosh on it.
It's the age-old conundrum, though, isn't it, with Lewis, which Lewis turns up, I suppose. What kind of scoreline would you predict here then, Rod, if I had to push you for that?
I'm going to go for about a 7-4, 7-5 to Taylor. The stats say that, so I'm going to go with the stats this week. Although, as I said, I find it hard to tip against AD Lewis because he is one of the most talented players that's ever been in this game from year dot. And as I said, if he gets out the gate quick against Phil Taylor, then he could take it to him and put Taylor under pressure. But I'm going to opt with the stats, that what they say, and Phil Taylor to win 7-4, 7-5.
Leaning towards Taylor there then, I'll mention it, that we mention the market we mention all the time. You could back Taylor to win, Lewis to get four legs in defeat there in that market. You'll get a bit more value on Taylor there rather than the 4-5, which could be a way in here.
Oh yes, I think so, yeah. I mean, that's another good place to get a bit of extra value. There's no way that Phil Taylor is going to thrash AD Lewis, because AD Lewis, you know, the problem with AD's game is he'll play brilliant, then he'll go off. I mean, he played James Wade 4-1 up, playing absolutely brilliant, goes missing for a number of legs, 5-4 down, then throws a 9 dart, followed by a 12 dart to win 7-5. That's AD Lewis all over. Now, he won't get away with it so much against Phil Taylor or Van Gerwen with those dips, because them players, them big players, will take a couple of his good legs and also take all his bad legs. So that's where I think Phil Taylor will win it this week. But Aidy will certainly get four legs or more. You know, he could get a draw out of this or even beat Phil Taylor. But as I said, the stats lean towards Taylor.
Yeah, they've just added the market to the website now. Phil Taylor 9-4 to win the match, with both players scoring four or more legs. If you want a price on that one, good work, Rod. What will be your best bets then? Let's summarise with your best ideas for week 14 of the Premier League.
Well, I'm going to go for an Anderson, Taylor, and Van Gerwen to win their matches, and that pays around about 2-1. I'm going for Van Gerwen and Taylor over on their personal checkouts, which I think that's bang on. And Wade against Wright over on their legs as another bet. And let's hope this week we get them all out. I'm pretty confident this week as it happens.
Good stuff. Confidence. I like it. Good work, Rod. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy week 14.
I certainly will.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.